Dorian Gallo has built her success in the corporate world in sales and marketing by focusing on the skills of persuasive communication. Here she shares her unique methodology.
So, Dorian, we're turning our attention here to one of the most fundamental skills in business and wealth creation, namely the art of persuasion. Tell us how you developed your expertise in persuasive communication and how you've used it to build your success.
John, the way that I've developed persuasive communication over the last 20 years has led me to some successful outcomes in my life and the ability to really have the life that I want. I'm the vice president, general manager of a business division. I enjoy executive compensation that goes with that. And that happened not by accident. It happened by system. The way that that happened was a system that I uncovered serendipitously at the beginning of my career when I was 24 years old and in the boardroom of a billion-dollar corporation with 10 senior vice presidents in front of me and having a forum to speak to them about investing in Asia and convincing them that was the right thing to do. There are a lot of things that I didn't do well in that meeting, but there are some things I did do well. And those building blocks of analysis and preparation and preparing the packages, I distinctly remember the excitement that went along with getting the packages ready. We bought big Chinese takeaway boxes to put the presentations in, and we were very careful about the materials that we used. And those got delivered the night before the presentation to all the vice presidents' offices, you know, stack of analytical things that were going into the presentation. It was probably too research heavy, if you will, or too analysis heavy. But fortunately, my proposition was compelling enough to convince them that that was the right thing to do. And I was very fortunate that they were coaching me on how to do it better. I remember in the course of the presentation them saying, "So has your boss looked at this presentation?" Because it was a deck that was really long. And what I learned from that is how to collapse my presentation, how to speak more powerfully about how to persuade people. And that system developed early on. And over the last 20 years of being in sales and marketing and working on brands like Pepsi and Coke and Maurice Dressings, a variety of global brands, as well as national brands like Sterno, I was able to perfect these skills that I had uncovered early on in my career by accident. What I've been able to do is systematically use those skills not only to build the businesses that I've run or to do sales, like at the NutraSweet company where I was responsible for sales, but also to convince people of the outcomes that I wanted to get to, like having an executive job and having a flexible schedule, or being able to live abroad in Singapore and Australia, or the ability to be able to not only produce the business results, but to do them in a way that's my unique business style and not having to adapt it. All of those things come from the ability to persuade people that they will get what they want out of the equation.
Well, now you've been out there on the front lines of sales with world-renowned brands in a global market, and that's quite a track record. Many of the people listening to this program won't be in that situation or anything like it. So there's a question, why is the skill of persuasive communication important in business, even if you're not a salesperson?
The art of persuasive communication is fundamental to building wealth. Wealth creation at its core activity is persuading people to give up money. So that is the most essential transaction, is getting people to part with money. So the question is how do you systematically persuade people that it is in their best interest to part with money so that you can increase your wealth? It's the only way that wealth creation happens. And so any aspect of wealth creation, whether it's getting a real estate loan to develop an investment project, which is what my husband does, I see him do it all the time, he has to use persuasion in order to get the bank to agree to give him the money. If people I've coached before who want to get a raise, they have to persuade the boss that they are the right person to get a raise. If you want to get a new job, if you want to place a product at a mass merchandiser, all of those things require persuasion.
Makes a lot of sense. So if we proceed now on that kind of thinking, and we have our listener to this program is maybe in many, many different kinds of situation, maybe in a job, as you have been in the corporate world, maybe an entrepreneur, maybe an investor, maybe a homemaker. There are many possibilities. What's a way that the individual listening to this program can make best use of the material that you're going to share with us from this point on?
To get the most out of the methodology we're going to discuss today, it's best that you have a real-life situation to think it through from. You need to stop right now and think about, what is it that you want to work on? What is the problem that you have? What's the objective that you're trying to get to? What is it specifically? And that will guide you, because you'll be able to apply those things that we're going to speak about, those methodologies, on a specific problem that you can be in action on. And so even if you don't have a wealth creation project to work on, like a real estate loan or getting a product in, I'd encourage you right now to think about, is there a personal problem that you want to do? Do you want to influence your spouse to do more things around the house? Do you want to get your kids to do more homework? Do you want to get rid of the things in your house and persuade someone to buy them at top dollar? Whatever that issue is or objective is, you need to think about that right now so that you will be able to hear the steps that we're going to take, not in abstract, but against something you want to do in the world.
So we have an action step really here to begin with, which is to, if I'm understanding you right, is to choose one situation where there's a need for me to persuade another person or other people of something. The real life example that I'm choosing as my project to learn the steps that you're going to teach and test them out in real life. Is that right?
That's correct, John. And even if it isn't a wealth creation or a business situation, I highly encourage you to pick one of those situations because you get to practice. And it's frequently the fact that salespeople look like they're natural born, that they just got it somehow. But what is not seen is that some of the best salespeople are really very practiced at it. It's not like they just showed up and everything went well. They took a lot of time to get good at it.
Well, let's talk about that thought of salespeople, because I don't think of myself as a salesperson. In fact, most of the people I know would not want to be a salesperson. I mean, some people love it, and I mean no disrespect to those who are, but in order to be successful in persuasive communication, do I have to somehow turn myself into the kind of person that I recognize as the archetypal salesperson?
Most of us, when we think about the sales stereotype, think about the door-to-door encyclopedia salesman, or we think about the car salesman. We think about the persistent, annoying salesperson on the one hand who will not get off your back and want something from you and is very crude about it. On the other hand, at the other polar extreme, I've had the experience of seeing incredible salespeople. I know a few of those people, and one of them works for me and has all of the elements that are aspirational: good looking, easy to get along with, funny, charismatic. And I even look at him and think, wow, if I could do that, that would be great. But most of us don't have that sort of persona. If you look at me, I'm analytical. I am very much measured about how I do things. And, you know, frankly, that's what excites me about doing this program, is that there's a systematic way that you can be successful and not have all of those God-given talents, if you will. It's really beyond sales. It's really about persuasion.
So are you saying in that all of us have some natural talent of persuasion, even if we don't really notice it, that that's a given human quality?
Absolutely. And what I would say is that you need to ground yourself from the point of view of persuasion in what you're good at.